This is WGNS Action Line. Action Line. Talking with Rutherford County newsmakers
since 1947.
This is WGNS Action Line. Now your host, Scott Walker.
And now joining us in studio from MTSU, we have Lexi Denton, Assistant Director of the Engage Program at MTSU. And Lexi, what is the Engage Program?
So the Engage Program is an academic enhancement program that supports our students in making connections across their learning experiences and reflecting on those.
And you guys see a lot of new faces, I guess, every semester too, don't you?
We do.
What is it like in working with new students every semester?
We don't actually work directly with the students. We work with the faculty who are teaching in the classroom. So one of the components of our program is faculty development. We help our faculty incorporate high impact practices into their classrooms. We help them figure out ways to incorporate beyond the classroom experiences for our students because those are so valuable in broadening a student's education. We work with our faculty to incorporate reflective practices into their assignments, and then they take that on to our students.
Enhancing the programs, enhancing, I guess, what some of the professors better understand so that they're better equipped with working with students. What do you do when it's on a deeper level? What do you do all those things?
So we focus a lot on integrative thinking. And integrative thinking is a concept that when students hear the words is a little bit frightening. So we just break it down and we talk about the importance of being able to make connections. For a student to be really successful in today's job market, they have to be able to connect what they're learning in the classroom to their life experiences, and then to be able to tell those stories. So we work with the faculty to incorporate assignments in their classes that allow students to not only learn the material, but then to go back and reflect on the importance of learning the material. What did I gain? What will I be able to take away from this experience, this class, into a potential job or my career?
The way students learn, it's changed over the years just because, for one example, social media. You know, we all like to see things and understand things in little 10-second sound bites, it seems like. In other words, it's harder to fully explain something to a student today versus 20 years ago, it seems like.
It really is. It really is. And that highlights the importance of a student being able to think beyond just the material to the importance of what it means to them, how it relates directly to them. Because in addition to the way students learn, the way they enter the job market has changed. You know, when I was young, I walked into an establishment and handed my resume. You know, students now, they have to submit their materials to a website, and then an AI screener picks out keywords, and then they go in and the interviewers don't ask questions like, why do you think you'd be a good fit for this job anymore? They ask more behavior-based questions, and it really forces the students to think about themselves on a deeper level. You know, what value can I bring? And so we incorporate those kind of learning experiences into the classroom so our students are able to really represent themselves well when they go start looking for a job and entering those interview situations.
How do you break that down to those who are teaching these students? How do you help them to understand you got to change this way just slightly in order to better engage with the students in your classroom?
We offer our faculty training throughout the year. That's one of the things I love about our program is that we are able to work with faculty across MTSU. It is an opt-in program for our faculty as well. So they can go to trainings throughout the semester. We just did a POGL instruction for our faculty. We have a summer institute and we walk through what those types of assignments look like. You're already doing the work. You're already putting so much knowledge into your students' hands, but then how do you draw that reflection out of them? So we really work hard on helping them shape their assignments, you know, giving guiding questions, anything that we can do to help them bring that to their classroom.
I would venture to say that the majority of professors there, they were already very effective in communicating, but to relearn some of those communication skills to, I guess, better get a point across to these students who like these 10-second sound bites and like to understand things in 5 seconds or less. That's got to be difficult.
It is difficult, but we have incredible faculty at MTSU, and our faculty are always willing to grow and change. There's always something happening on our campus that is directing, you know, that is demonstrating the change that's happening. There's book groups and training sessions. We have an incredible group of teachers that always want to be kind of on the forefront of what's happening in education to make it a really positive experience for our students.
And the Engage e-portfolios that include critical reflections of the students' learning, what is that?
As part of our program, we incorporate an e-portfolio, which is, you know, a modern take on the old-fashioned portfolio where you demonstrated your work in a binder and it was only accessible to the people you could physically hand it to. We have the e-portfolio brings all of that together in a digital format. When students are going through our program at the end of the sophomore year, we ask them to complete, you know, the digital e-portfolio, which demonstrates they talk about themselves and who they are, what their values are, and what's important to them. And then they talk about their campus and community connections, because our students are doing incredible things around Murfreesboro. So we ask them to highlight those experiences and somehow tie it back to what they're learning in the classroom.
And the Engage program, it has a direct partnership with the Career Development Center as well. And I guess all of that goes hand in hand with that portfolio and everything.
It does. Our Career Development Center works very hard to help students put everything down correctly on paper, get their resumes together, help them with their interview prep. And this e-portfolio can help take that one step further, because we ask our students to analyze work that they've accomplished and then take that analysis and look at the knowledge and skills and abilities that they've gained as a student and think about how they can bring that to a potential employer.
As you look at the e-portfolios of students and work with the different professors and leaders at MTSU, do you find that it's hard for these students to kind of put that e-portfolio together?
We talked to a lot of students that have completed the e-portfolio, and they will tell you it was incredibly difficult because they don't know where to start. When they think about who they are as an individual or their goals or what they want to accomplish, the beginning is the hardest part. But all of them will say that once they've started and they really get to looking back at the work that they've done or thinking about experience that they've had, once that thought process starts, then they all really enjoy the process.
Now, on the Engage website for MTSU, can those listening go and take a look at the sample or a sample of some of these?
Yes. At the end of the sophomore year, students who are participating in our program are eligible for our sophomore scholarship. We give away about 15 scholarships a year to students who complete really quality e-portfolios. And those are available for people in the community to look at on our website. So you get an idea of the work that our students are doing, because it's just so impressive. I would encourage anybody to go take a look. And we're very fortunate that we've had a couple donors over the years that have endowed us with over $100,000 in an endowment account. So our scholarship will be able to live into perpetuity.
And I bet that also helps a lot of future employers as well to better understand at least the caliber of students who are coming from MTSU.
Yes. So we, at the end of a student's tenure at MTSU, in that final semester, we ask them to go back and revisit their e-portfolio and update it. So what students are doing at the sophomore level is really talking about their goals. What do I want to accomplish as a student? Where do I think I want to be when I graduate? What do I think I want to do with my life? And then in that senior semester, we have them go back and take a look back at, did I hit those goals? Did I meet that? What is my forward thinking as I go out into the job market and into the, you know, a career world? So they are able to take a look back, and there's so much value in seeing your growth over that 2-year time. So they can go back and take a look at that. I'm just always so impressed when I see what our students are saying that they've accomplished, the things that they've learned about themselves.
Again, with us this morning, Lexi Denton, Assistant Director of the Engage Program at MTSU. And I know we're already out of time, but thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
We're News Radio WGNS, 100.5, 101.9, 1450, online and on your phone at WGNSradio.com.
The Christmas season should feel like joy, not financial stress. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we focus on people helping people. Whether you need help with a little extra funds, managing the money you already saved, or getting a head start on saving for next year's Christmas presents, we can help. In fact, we help when others won't. Visit our website, heritagesouth.org, to learn more about holiday specials at Heritage South. Insured by NCUA.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
We are now joined by Dr. Leah Lyons, Dean of the College of Liberal Arts, and Christy Schamberger, Associate Professor and Chair of the Department of Theater and Dance. How are both of y'all doing this morning?
Just great. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So the 2025 Joys of the Season Arts Showcase. Tell us more about that and what folks can expect, and can just anybody attend?
Joys of the Season is one of our favorite offerings that we provide for the community each year. It's our opportunity to showcase our arts areas at the College of Liberal Arts at MTSU and really give back to the community an entertaining special that can help warm their hearts during the holiday season.
Is this a performance that is done there at Tucker Theater, or where is this done?
This is recorded. It's on True Blue TV. You can find it there. It actually will also be on PBS. I believe it's December 19th.
Yes.
Anybody can watch it. We hope you will. Sit down with your family, enjoy it, because as Dr. Lyons said, this is sort of our, I always think of it as our love letter to the community, to thank them for all the incredible support that they give us throughout the year. Just like a little Christmas card. So this, of the season.
And then this will also be on YouTube. So if you miss it, you can see it there on the MTSU YouTube channel, I guess.
Correct.
What goes into making this happen?
It's a collaboration with so many folks on campus and so many people from our wonderful arts areas. We have a School of Music, Department of Theater and Dance, and a Department of Art and Design that are just excellent programs that are nationally accredited and really speak to the value of what we offer at MTSU. And so we have partnerships with folks who are doing the filming, the film editing, and the post-production. And of course, we have our wonderful out of the blue host, Dr. Andrew Ottman, who helps us with the show each year.
Are you ever surprised by the caliber of talent that you see at MTSU as far as students go?
Delighted by it, actually. And I could speak to certainly the theater and dance pieces. We have two dance numbers in the presentation this year, and one musical theater production that is highly involved with the dance. In fact, we had two dancers who were in my class. I teach a musical theater performance class, and we always get to submit a piece for this. And this year, we decided to do Turkey Lurkey from the musical Promises, simply because I had several dancers in the class, and that's all thanks to our wonderful dance major. That is a wonderfully accredited program. So it's a growing program, strong, and actually it is the only one of its kind in the state of Tennessee. Because we have these dancers that are presenting also in Joys of the Season from the Nutcracker, we also had them in the class, so we did a heavy dance production this year. So I hope you'll watch it and enjoy these incredible students dancing their hearts out.
Is talent getting better in Middle Tennessee? I mean, the caliber that you see at MTSU, the students that come there, is talent getting better?
I think that's almost a trick question, because there have always been talented students at MTSU. And we have faculty and staff who are experts in their industries. And so they're able to instruct our students and bring out the very best in them. So is talent getting better? I don't know. I think talent has always been strong. And now we're just having new ways for the community to see that talent. New ways like Joys of the Season being aired on PBS.
But I will say, being able to have majors like dance and like theater, it draws the students in. So it draws the talent out. So it looks like it's getting better, because we're able to support them and we're able to showcase them.
And where do you see some students go after graduating?
Oh, we've had many different successes, especially from our theater program. We have recently hosted back on campus some of our alumni who are in national touring companies of Broadway musicals. So we had Devin Bowles, who is in his third year of a national tour for the musical MJ. And we had Cal Mitchell, who is playing the role of the Lion in the tour of The Wiz. And so our students go anywhere from Broadway to nonprofit worlds to any type of space where performance is a focus.
And also Ali Ruby, who is working as a dancer for the Houston Rockets, one of our dancers, and many of our dancers go on to run their own studios or to perform also across the country.
Because in addition to performance, we have arts education programs, and we have many art educators in the state of Tennessee who have come from our wonderful programs at Middle Tennessee State University.
I know we only have 1 minute left, but that's got to feel really rewarding for the staff, the faculty at MTSU.
It is really a pride point for the College of Liberal Arts.
Rewarding and makes you feel a little old sometimes.
And are you able to have some of these students come back and visit your current classes?
Absolutely. We had Cal Mitchell come back this fall and do a workshop with the students where he just did a talk back and answered questions about the business, professional life in musical theater. And we bring them back all the time to work as guest artists, and then we go out and see them as well.
That's got to be fascinating.
And it's inspiring for our students because they can see what they can do next.
Mm-hmm. And where can folks learn more about any of this that we've talked about?
We have a wonderful umbrella organization for all of our arts programs. That's MTSU Arts. So all you have to do is look at MTSU Arts.
Sounds good. Again, Dr. Leah Lyons with us, Dean of the College of Liberal Arts, and Christy Schamberger, Associate Professor and Chair of the Department of Theater and Dance at MTSU. Thank you both for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
Hi, I'm Larry Castelli, and I love living at Adams Place. I do exercise. I go 3 times a week. I go to stretch and balance, always conscious of your needs. It's not that someone is telling you what to do. It's they're looking out for you. It's a good workout.
And what about the food?
Oh, give me a break. There's so much food here. You can, you know, I would highly recommend Adam's Place.